All right, fans, we are about ready to get game number two underway here on D-Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It is Stuart Horn along with DJ Lefty, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon's proceedings. Just getting a few levels down here. Maybe make this sound just a tiny bit better. There we go. For the visiting Menlo Oaks, they won game one. They were victorious by a score of 2-0, and their head coach is Danielle Steins. She's assisted by Andrea Ennis. They will send Megan Clow to the plate to lead off the game. She wears number 12 and will be catching. Alicia Vegas is number 20. She's playing second base. Megan Pichetti batting third. Number 21 is at shortstop. Suzanne Thomas, number 11, is in center. Kelsey Wood wears number 9 and it will be out there in left field. Jamie Pauley, number 13, is in right field. Koo Patikin at third base wears 16. Pam Marchese will be pitching, wears number 7, and Amber Fruitt wears number 19. And is the first baseman. Penguins just getting ready to take the field now. For the Penguins, under head coach Bob Herman, he's assisted by Jessica Campos, Brittany Hale. Number 24 is a center fielder. She'll bat first. Ashley Mills wears number 5, and she plays out in left field. Amber Lara plays second base, wears number 2. Kate Manning wears number 13 and is a shortstop. Jessica Tallman wears number 4. She'll be catching in game 2. Shannon Markley wears number 7. And is at first base. Leslie Fay will be on the mound for the DU's, number 15. Jenna Joyner, number 1, will be out at third base. A designated player is Kristen Kennedy, number 35. And then Sunny Castro out in right field. Number 23 is Castro, the senior. She'll be the flex player. Penguins out on the field, throwing the ball around, getting things ready to go. And we are in the top of the first inning of game number 2. And the Oaks will be sending Megan Clow to the plate to get things started off. Of course, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Very good, DJ Lefty. That was absolutely beautiful. Beautifully done. And we're ready for game number 2. And here is the first pitch. It's right down the middle. Called a strike by Dave Peterson against Megan Clow. Leslie Fay on the mound for the Penguins. She's ahead in the count. Nothing and one. Here's the next pitch. Ooh, very close, but a little bit low. 1-1. Penguins lost game one by a score of 2-0. Very close game, Lefty. Lefty's working the scoreboard and doing all kinds of stuff today. This one's outside. Dug out nicely by Tallman. 2-1. Megan Clow, the right-handed batting Clow, wears the socks very high. The white socks all the way up to the knees. And that's in there for a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. A lot of fans on end of their game 2. Softball doubleheader at Albert's Park where these clouds have burned off. Oh, this is a ripped into right field. Castro comes up with it. Fires to Markley at first, but not in time. The outfield grass slowed it down just enough to allow Clow to get there. And Clow with a nice leadoff single. Coming to the plate is Alicia Vegas. So Vegas plays second base for the Oaks, and she's up there with a few practice swings, right-handed batting. Runner at first is Clow. Vegas swings through the first pitch, and Clow steals down to second very aggressively on the very first pitch. Strike one against Vegas. Vegas swung at it, and then Tallman dropped it. While Tallman was digging it out from between her legs, Clow was able to steal down to second. Now the runner at second base. Megan Pichetti on deck. This one's low and away, ball one. 1-1 now to Alicia Vegas. Top of the first inning. Game number 2. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's the next pitch by Leslie Fay. Ripped into center field. Bounces once in front of Hale. Hale throws it in. big turn on the corner was Clow, but she does not score. But that's the second hit in as many batters. And Alicia Vegas with a big long single right out there to center field. Coming to the plate now is Megan Pichetti. Pichetti is the shortstop for Coach Steins. And she's a right-handed batter with runners at the corners and nobody out. Right down the middle, call the ball. I thought it was right down the middle, lefty, but apparently it was not right down the middle. We're not directly behind home plate. From here, down the first base line where we sit, high atop in the broadcasting area, looking down on the field of play, it looked like a strike, but it was not called a strike. This one is, however, called a strike, and it's one ball and one strike to Megan Pichetti, the third place hitter and the shortstop for the Yokes. Suzanne Thompson is on deck, the cleanup hitter. The Penguins got a lot of work ahead of them here with runners at the corner and bluffing the bunt, now thrown down to third. Oh, man, and the Penguins with a massive error. Runner slides into second base, and she is safe with the run scoring. So Clow was fooled by Pichetti offering at the bunt. She came off a third, did Clow. Tallman threw the ball down to Joyner at third. Joyner didn't see it, went right over her head into left field. That allowed Clow to score. Looks like on the play, I gotta clarify what just happened there, lefty. So much went on there. Pichetti's on second. So she swung at the ball. It was dropped. She stole down to first base. It allowed Vegas and Clow both to score. It's now 2-0. I gotta verify that. No. Let me make sure I've got this right. Pichetti backed up. That's all that happened. Vegas went to second base. Pichetti didn't steal. That's right. It's 1-0. Pardon me, fans. Pardon me. So much happened there. The throw down to third base from Tallman to Joyner allowed Clow to steal in. It also allowed Alicia Vegas to steal over to second base. This is a rip down right to the right field line by Pichetti, who is in the batter's box. Pichetti did not, in fact, steal first, as previously reported by yours truly. I thought I saw the number of the player standing out on second base, who, in fact, is Alicia Vegas. She wears 20. Pichetti wears 21. Oh, and this one hits Pichetti. It's fouled off of her knee. Goes right out toward the pitcher. Pichetti ran like it was a fair ball. Now Pichetti is limping a little bit. And DJ Lefty has the on the scoreboard, the count shows 2-2, and I believe she's right. Only one ball has bounced off of Pichetti's knee so far. Alicia Vegas is the runner at second base. Nobody out. Suzanne Thompson's on deck. The Penguins trail 1-0. This is a hard line drive over to Lara at second. She scoops it up on two bounces, fires over to Markley, and Pichetti goes down 4-3. Vegas advances to third base, and there's only one out. Runner at third is Alicia Vegas. Megan Clow has already scored. Suzanne Thompson is the batter, though she was not introduced as such. Takes the first pitch for a strike. No. Kelsey Wood is on deck. Suzanne Thompson takes a practice swing. Now she stands back in. And she offers it the bunt. Steal down to third. Oh, back at third as Alicia Vegas came running in. It was going to be a sacrifice. It was going to be a suicide squeeze is what that was. Suzanne Thompson offered at it. It's no balls and one strike or two strikes? I think it's two strikes. On the suicide squeeze attempt, Vegas came in on the suicide, but Joyner didn't cover the bag. Manning came over and covered the bag. The throw was back down from Tallman, and going in head first was Vegas at third. Back to the bag. She got away with murder there. Here's the two-strike delivery. This one's fouled off by Suzanne Thompson. Now, Thompson is the center fielder for the Oaks. Thompson had a lot of defensive work in game one. The Penguins lost game one by a score of 2-0. As mentioned, Kelsey Wood on deck. She'll be followed by Jamie Pauley. This one's ripped out to right. Castro under it. Castro giving chance. Oh, Castro can't get there. Just outside of the area of play, and Castro could not catch up to the ball. It's gotten windy out here now, and it's going to be tough on those outfielders. The wind is coming in from left field, straight in over the left fielder's shoulders. That's Mills out there and left for the mighty DUs. Thompson behind on the count, nothing and two. Here is an X pitch by Fay. Oh, very close. One ball and two strikes now. DJ Lefty correcting me already. This one's fouled back into the parking lot. Lefty didn't know what a baseball bat was before today's game, and now she's correcting me. One ball and two strikes. Suzanne Thompson's back in there now. Okay, Lefty, go ahead.
I've been hit with a baseball bat. I know what it is.
All right. This one's chopped over. Up the middle. Oh, brother. Goes off of the glove of Manning. Thompson is going to be credited with a single. That scores Vegas. So now the score is 2-0. Just one out. Thompson with a single. Straight up the middle. Manning was ranging to her left for it, but just couldn't get the hop right. This is Kelsey Wood. Yeah, you don't want to say that when the ball's in play. Now this one's chopped back to the pitcher. Fay knocks it down, throws over to second. And Thompson is out there for out number two. So now say it. Coming to the plate is Jamie Pauley. Nope, too late. Okay, so Kelsey Wood is over there on first base on the fielder's choice. She ripped it right back to the pitcher, Fay, who knocked it down. Turned around, threw it to Manning covering second, and was able to get Thompson out. So now there's two down, but two runs are in. This one's in the dirt for ball two, I think. Let's see if Dave Peterson holds up the indication. He doesn't. I wish the umpire would hold up the fingers, as is usually the case. Now, that's a strike, but we don't know the count. We think it's 2-1. No, it's 1-2. And Jamie Pauley is the batter. That I know. This one's fouled away. One ball and two strikes to Pauley. The runner at first is Kelsey Wood. Two runs are in, Clow and Vegas. It's 2-0, and we're in the top of the first inning. With two down, Coop Patikin on deck. Now it's 2-2. And the wind is really blowing in now. It's dead from third base toward second base. It's shifted slightly. So it's going to be a slice ball out to left for the right-handed batters. This one's fouled away. Digging for it is Joyner, but she's never going to get to that one. But Joyner was some good hustle. Joyner dug for it, but couldn't get there. So we'll do it again. 2-2. Two down. 2-0. Runner at first is Kelsey Wood. Jamie Pauley's the batter. Right-handed batter is Pauley. Here it is. Down the third baseline is foul, but only by a few inches. Boy, that one was just ripped down the line, and just as it got to the bag, it skidded foul. Coop Patikin on deck, fans. Leslie Fay, the pitcher for the Penguins. Fay's got the sleeves rolled up very high. And here comes the pitch, and this one's out to right field. Castro giving chase, but it's way out there. And it's foul. Castro will shag that one. But that's it. The ball was so far out of play, it was never scaring anyone as if to be a fair ball. Kelsey Wood on first, the runner. Here it is, 2-2. Another foul ball. Boy, they're going to need a case of game balls now. She's fouling them all over the yard. Oh, the wind is really blowing now, fans. And it shifted again now. It's coming in off of left field again. Here's the next pitch by Fay. Very slow in the dirt. Full count. First full count of the game. I think we only had two last game. If memory serves, if lefty's memory serves. Here's the next pitch by Fay. Another foul ball. And digging for it was Joyner again. Joyner's getting a lot of running time in this inning. Trying to chase down the foul ball. She can't catch up to any of them, though. Just all a little too far away from her. Dave Peterson, the umpire behind the plate, stands with the legs apart. Next pitch is fouled straight up. Tallman under it. Tallman has a bead on it. Oh, and that one hits the top of the fence. And Tallman couldn't get it. Tallman ripped the mask off, threw it aside. Textbook. Tallman then kept her eye on it, watched the ball just hit the top of the fence and bounce into the stands. Fay twiddles the balls among the fingers and throws it in there, and it's fouled off into the glove, and Tallman squeezes on it and gets Jamie Pauley to strike out. Man, oh man, the Penguins needed it. They had some funky stuff going on there in the first. They gave up two, but it could have been worse. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Brittany Hale, Ashley Mills, Amber Lara, radio.dominican.edu. All right, Brittany Hale going to lead things off for the Penguins in the bottom of the first inning. The top of the first saw the Menlo Oaks score two. She takes the first one very high. Hale now looked like she was working that running slap, and she runs up in the box again, only this time she pulls back and takes a strike. 2-0. We are in the bottom of the first. Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty. Lefty shows on Thursdays, 3 to 5. Notorious. She runs up in the box this time. Not Lefty, but Brittany Hale. Hale is the center fielder for the Penguins, and this one is very high. So now it's two balls and one strike. This one's chopped into center. Just a nice lob out there, just between the shortstop and the center fielder. In for it is Thompson. She can't get it. And Brittany Hale leads things off for the Mighty Penguins with a clean single to center field. Now batting is Ashley Mills. That's very good. I thought that was very nicely said, Lefty. Ashley Mills is the left fielder for the Penguins. Mills bunts one up the third baseline. Oh, it's a beauty. And there's not going to be a play. It just died right in front of the plate. And Mills, on the first pitch she saw, bunts Brittany Hale over to second base. And now the Penguins have a little something going. This is Amber Lara. Now batting. All right, Amber Lara, the second baseman for the Penguins, is coming up with two runners on and nobody out in the bottom of the first. This one comes off of home plate, but it's dug out nicely by Clow. Ball one. That could have been a disaster for the Oaks. But Clow got in front of it and wrapped it up. The Penguins could not advance. They have Brittany Hale at second and Mills at first. This one again bounces off a home plate. And all of a sudden, Marchese can't get the ball to the plate, or at least past it in the air. Both of them have bounced right off of it. Kate Manning on deck for the Penguins. Number three batter is Amber Lara. She's up there right now, ahead of the count. 3-0 now. Now, DJ Lefty, you will not see Amber Lara swing at this pitch. I absolutely guarantee it. I don't care how good it is. She's ahead in the count, 3-0, and now she's walked. And now the bases are full, with Hale at third, Mills to second, now batting Kate Manning. Number 13. And Amber Lara is over there at first base, the recipient of a base on balls. Penguins have them loaded now in the bottom of the second with nobody out. Check it, bottom of the first with nobody out. They're down by two. And the cleanup batter, Kate Manning, number 13, is up there. Manning plays short for head coach Herman. Jessica Tallman is on deck. This one's in the gap. Between short and third, a clean single thrown all the way through. Left fielder Wood, she didn't hit the cutoff, man, but it didn't really matter. Brittany Hale came in to score. Mills moves over to third. Lara to second. Kate Manning on the first pitch. Rips a single out to left field. Coming to bat is Jessica Tallman, number four. So Tallman's in there, the catcher for the Penguins, with the bases loaded, and she takes strike one. Next up is Shannon Markley. But Tallman's in there with nobody out, one run in, bases loaded, licking her chops. Here's the next pitch, and this one's ripped to center. It's up in the sun. Coming in on it is Vegas. And the infield fly rule was called. So Tallman is out on a pop-up to four. Whether Vegas caught it or not, next to Shannon Markley, number seven. So Markley, the first baseman for the Penguins, comes up in a very similar position as did Tallman. Except there's one out now, but the bases are still loaded. She rips this one up the first baseline. It goes off the knee of Fruitt. That's going to score one. Here comes Mills. She scores, then Manning. Check it. That's Lara right behind her. So now the Penguins are on top by a score of 3-2. And there's still only one out. Manning now gets all the way over to third. And Shannon Markley with a single to right field. Has two RBIs. And Leslie Fay is the batter, the pitcher for the Penguins. Fay, with a couple practice swings, takes the first one for a ball. Well, that's great. Penguins have three in so far. And two runners on with just one out. Oh, this one's out to center. Coming in on it is Thompson. It falls right in front of her. Scoring now is Manning. So Manning makes the first four Penguins in a row who came to the plate all got around and scored. It's 4-2. Fay with a single up the middle. That moved Markley over to second. Fay with a nice bit of hitting there right into center field on the first pitch. Here is Jenna Joyner. Sorry, Lefty, I didn't give you the name fast enough. She takes the first pitch for a ball. And it wasn't Faye's first pitch that she looked at. It was her second. But it was a great bit of hitting anyway. In the bottom of the first inning, now there's a chopper over to Pacetti at short. She goes the short way to Patikan at third. On the fielder's choice, Joyner goes to first. Markley is cut down, and here is Kristen Kennedy. Fielder's choice there is how Joyner reached base. And she, oh, the first pitch, Kristen Kennedy hits a big long fly out to eight in center field. But the Penguins do some damage. And that's a third out there. Boy, the Penguins really had it going on there. Great catch by Thompson in center field to end things. We will go to the top of the second inning. It'll be Patikan, Marchese, Fruitt. Penguins lead 4-2. Top of the second coming up. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, top of the second. More runs scored in the first inning by a long shot than the entirety of Game 1. We are in Game 2, fans, the Penguins and the Oaks, on April 6th, 2008. DU up 4-2, see if they can hold on. Manage a split. The Penguins lost Game 1. Here's Koo Patikan, the third baseman for the Menlo. She stands in, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Top of the second, Dave Peterson, the umpire behind the plate. Wayne Ouellette, the umpire in the field. Ouellette's out there right behind Shannon Markley at first base. Here's the next pitch by Fay. She fouls it off. That's a strike. One ball, one strike by Patikan. The nice level swing. Patekin. Almost caught up to that one. She steps out of the box, takes a practice swing, looks down to the coach. That's Danielle Steins, the head coach. In the third base box, she's got the sign. She stands back in. Here's the pitch by Faye Lowe. Two balls, one strike. Pam Marchese on deck. She'll be followed by Amber Fruitt. Here's the pitch by Faye. Oh, off-speed delivery. Had her leaning. Everybody in the place thought it was a strike. At least I did. I think Lefty might have thought that, too. Yep, Lefty's confirming that she was under the impression that was a strike, but it was not. 3-1. Here's the next pitch to Koo Patekin. Across the ankles for the first walk of the afternoon. Issued by Faye. Coming to the plate now is Pam Marchese. So Koo Patekin is at first base, leading things off in the top of the second inning where the Penguins lead by a score of 4-2. Marchese, the pitcher in game two, lays down a perfect bunt. It's back to Faye. She fires over to first, but the sacrifice works. Oh, no, and the Penguins then fired it back over to second. Covering was Manning, and taking a big turn at second was Patekin, and the Penguins fired it back over. That was a great heads-up play by Markley, and she got Patekin leaning off the bag at second. Coming to the plate now is Amber Fruitt, number 19. So Marchese hit the sacrifice and was thrown out 1-3, but then three threw it over to six for the double play. Oh, that was some great heads-up work there by Markley out there at first base. And the first pitch is called a ball to Amber Fruitt, the first baseman for the Menlo Oaks, as we have a quick pause in play as Leslie Fay bends down to tie the shoes, get the cleats tied up, and she kicks and deals very quickly across the ankles. I think Fay needed to concentrate on that a little more. She threw that one as a terribly low pitch. She just came right up from tying the shoes. She didn't even get a sign from Tallman. And she just fired it. Now she takes all the time she needed and fired it right down the middle with some side spin on it for a strike. 2-1. Man, the Penguins. Koo Patekin opened up with a walk and then gets tagged out at second after taking a big turn. This one's chopped over to Lara, who runs in on it. She fires it over to Markley, a very slow dribbler by Fruitt, and she goes down 4-3. After 1.5, Penguins lead 4-2. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, we're going to the bottom of the second now. Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty with you in an action-packed game two. Game number one was not quite as exciting, especially when you throw in the fact that the final score was 2-0. Do you trailing that one? It's now 4-2. The Penguins are on top. And coming to bat, it looks like the Penguins will turn the lineup over. Here is Brittany Hale. Last time up, Hale led off the game, or led off the Penguins' bottom of the first inning with a single up the middle, and she ended up scoring. And this one's a strike. We're in the bottom of the second. And it is strike one. Nobody out as Hale is leading off for the mighty Dominicans. She chops this one right over the top. Digging for it is Vegas. She fires over to first. A great play there by Vegas. Vegas turned on it nicely. Hale goes down 4-3. Here's number 5, Ashley Mills, the next batter. So Mills, the left fielder for the Penguins, also had a single last time. She bunted her way on. And she pulls back on a slow rise ball. And it is a ball. Amber Lara is on deck. One down. Brittany Hale led things off with a chopper over to second. This one's off-speed delivery ball, too. Kate Manning will follow Lara after Mills. Mills did score last time, one of the four runs the Penguins put up in the first. This one's high, but it's called a strike. Seemed a little high to me, Lefty, but apparently not to the umpire. Here's the next pitch. That one is high across the teeth. Too high, 3-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning where the Penguins lead by two, a score of 4-2. This one's back to the pitcher. Marchese leans over awkwardly but picks it up masterfully. Fires it over to Fruett at first, and here comes Kate Manning, number 13. Oh, Amber Lara. Too late, my mistake. You gotta get in and get out quickly, sorry. I'm glad you caught that, though. So Amber Lara is the batter. She fouls the first one off. Lefty's on top of it. I got ahead of myself. Now, Lara, last time up, reached base on a walk, but ended up scoring. And that one is a low strike. 0-2. Two strikes on her with two out. Kate Manning is up next. That is, should Lara reach. Now, Lara knocks one into center field for a clean single. Boy, she dug down deep for that one. And here's Kate Manning, number 13. So a clean single there by Lara. Good work. Great bit of hitting. She dug down for it, did Lara. Manning's coming in there now. And Lara did just what she needed to get the cleanup hitter up to the plate. Single out of Manning left last time between left and center. Some people call that left center. Manning wears number 13, plays shortstop for the Penguins. She's got the runner at first, but two down. Down the third baseline. Ooh, just foul. One ball and one strike to Manning. Manning also scored in the first inning. The Penguins sent 9 batters in the first. This one's into left field. Popped up. Digging back for it is Pichetti. And Pichetti hauls it in for the pop-up to 6. At the end of 2, Penguins 4, Oaks 2. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are in the top of the third inning. You've already gotten that. Very nice, lefty. Score is 4-2. Penguins on top. Megan Clough going to lead things off now. Clough, first pitch, rips it into left field. Oh, man, Clough hammered that thing. And coming up now is Alicia Vegas, number 20. Clough on first, opens up the top of the third inning with a single. Last time up, Vegas had a hit, a single, and ended up scoring the second run. That was back in the first inning. We're now in the top of the third, and she takes the first pitch for a strike. Megan Pichetti is on deck. DJ Lefty on sound effects. Right-handed batting, Vegas stands in. She bunts this one right back to Faye. Faye fields it, fires it over to Markley. Oh, no, Lara was covering as Markley broke in. But the sacrifice works, and now here comes Megan Pichetti. So Alicia Vegas with a sacrifice gets Clough over to second base with one down. Megan Pichetti, the batter, number 21, the shortstop for the Oaks. First pitch swinging. Boy, head coach Danielle Steins must have said, go out there and swing at the first one. It seems like there's not been much of a count. Megan Clough swung at the first one with a single into left. Alicia Vegas swung at the second pitch, and now Pichetti opens up swinging at the first pitch. And it was a foul ball. No balls and one strike with just one out. Suzanne Thompson is on deck. This one's up the middle. Ranging to her right is Lara. Lara fires over to Markley, and that gets Cloud a third. Here's Suzanne Thompson, number 11. So Megan Pichetti with a sacrifice, and she goes down as the second out. Pichetti on the sacrifice is 4-3. Vegas on the sacrifice was out 1-4. And the first pitch is called a ball to Suzanne Thompson. Last time up, Thompson with a single. but was caught at second base for the second out of the first inning. This is a foul ball off a home plate. One ball and one strike. Whoa, I'm in the wrong column. There we go. One ball and one strike with two down. The runner at third is Megan Clow. And Thompson with a hit here would bring the Oaks within one. It's currently 4-2 in the top of the third. And here's the pitch by Leslie Fay. Oh, right across the letters, called a ball. Two balls, one strike. Top of the third. Well, these games are going quickly. Penguins lost the first one. They're hurting for a split right now. This one's a long fly ball. Under it, Markley. Markley. Oh, Markley stuck with it in the wind and hauls it in. The pop out to three. So after 2.5, it's 4-2 Penguins. And Thompson goes out on a pop up over to three. All right. DJ Lefty doing a good job there on the PA system. And it looks like the Penguins will be sending Tallman and Markley and Fay in the bottom of the third. The Penguins by two. And you're listening to it right here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, bottom of the third. Jessica Tallman, the catcher for the mighty Dominicans. Tallman's done a good job today as well as last year. Tallman takes a first pitch in the dirt for a ball. Bottom third, 4-2, DU. Tallman stands in there, number four, very high, very much away from her body as well. High and away, ball two. 2-0 on the catcher, good old Jessica Tallman. Tallman caught in game one, and she's in there catching in game two. That's a lot of work. It's rough work back there behind the plate. This one's fouled up and away. Way out of the area of play as the wind kicks up across the field and kicks up a little dust cloud. Hammers Jessica Campos, who's the assistant coach under Bob Herman over there in the first base coach's box. Of course, head coach Herman's in the third base coach's box. Tallman watches this one. Very high, 3-1. Shannon Markley's on deck. She'll be followed by Leslie Fay. 3-1. 4-2 Penguins. Here's the... Oh, this one's ripped over to Kupatikin at third base. Off-speed delivery. Tallman was out in front of it and couldn't get much on it. Shannon Markley, number seven, the next batter. So Tallman goes down a line drive over to five for the first out. Markley had a single and two RBIs her last time up. She made it as far as third base. First pitch is a strike now to Markley. Markley, the first baseman for the mighty Penguins. This one gets past the catcher for a ball. Back there is Clow behind the plate for the Oaks. Leslie Fay on deck, one away. Markley the batter, 1-1, here's the pitch. Very high. Marchese all of a sudden lost the strike zone. 2-1. Bottom of the third. Albert Park, windy day. It was cold and windy this morning. Now it's just balmy and it's weird windy. Oh, man, did she rip this into center. But the wind's got it, and right under it is Thompson. And Thompson on a fly out to eight. Here comes Leslie Fay, number 15. So Fay is coming up with a couple practice swings. Last time up, Fay with a single to center. She's 1-for-1. It's so windy that Lefty shouted out Jiminy Christmas. That must be windy for her to say that. Now the door keeps blowing open. There we go. I don't even know if you want to call that thing a door. This one's ripped all past the second baseman, and Fay has another hit out into right field, and the Oaks have no play. Fay was 2-for-2 now, over to first goes Fay, and here is number one, Jenna Joyner. So Joyner takes her place in the box, and as she digs into the box. The dust comes flying toward the Oaks dugout. The runner at first is Faye after her second hit of the day. This is a hard chopper over to Patikin. She muffs it. Patikin with no play to first. Oh, brother. Patikin muffed it, dropped it, kicked it, and was still able to get Faye over at first. Are you kidding me? I cannot believe how close that. That was close. It shouldn't have been close at all. But after three complete, Penguins 4, Oaks 2. So Kelsey Woods coming to the plate for the Oaks. And last time up, it looks like, I'm not sure what Wood did. For some reason, my score sheet is inaccurate. 1-2, no, she must have had a hit. Generally speaking, I keep perfect notes, Lefty. We are in the top of the fourth, by the way, fans. And the Penguins lead this game two by a score of 4-2. Penguins lost game one. And they are working hard for a split with Leslie Fay out on the mound. Here's Kelsey Wood. She stands in. Wood, a right-handed batter, has the White Sox very high, as most of the Oaks have. In fact, I'm looking here at the bench in front of us, and they all have them. This one's on the outside corner, but it's called a ball. Jamie Pauly is on deck. She'll be followed by Koo Patikin. Patikin, who made that superb defensive play to end the Penguins' effort in the bottom of the third. We're now in the top of the fourth. And Kelsey Wood rips one out into center field with backspin. Here comes number 13, Jamie Pauly. So Pauly's up to bat with a runner at first. The leadoff batter, that was Kelsey Wood with another single. Good bit of hitting there. That thing had backspin on it. And by the time Hale got up to it, it just popped straight off the ground and went straight in the air instead of forward. Here's Pauly, who struck out last time up. Pauly takes a strike here. Koo Patikin on deck. Faye now looks into Tallman, gets a sign, rocks on the right foot, and delivers. That's right across the middle, strike two on Pauly. Last time, Pauly went to a full count before the strikeout. As Tallman pinched down on the foul ball, the tipped ball that got Pauly for the out last time. And this one's up to first baseline, and it's a fair ball. Into right field, Castro muffed it for an instant, but not long enough that Wood could advance beyond second. Here's Koo Patikin. So Pauly's going to be given a single. That one got out there into right field, right between Lara and Markley. And now Patikin with two runners on, nobody out. Marchese on deck. Patikin she had a hit last time up. Oh, no, she was walked last time up and then ended up as the second out of a double play by rounding second too wildly when Amber Fruitt hit out. Check that. That was Marchese that hit Patikin over to second when Patikin was then picked off rounding the bag. It's 1-1 to Patikin. Jamie Pauly, the runner at first. Kelsey Wood, the runner at second. Outside, 2-1. Marchese on deck. All the players are pulling the hats down a little tighter across the brow as the wind is coming up. Patikin stands in, takes ball three. 3-1 now. The Penguins are one ball away from what could be some serious trouble. And that would be the bases loaded with nobody out, but we'll see. Here's the next pitch. A bunt right in front of the plate. Tough play. Tallman hauls it in, throws to Markley, and a great play by Tallman. Patikin will be given a sacrifice there. Marchese is coming up. Pam Marchese, number 7, is the pitcher for the Oaks, and she stands in. Patikin with the sacrifice. That's a first out of the inning. But now runners at second and third. And the Oaks are in pretty good shape. Of course, it's the bottom of the order. So we'll see what Faye can do. This one's right across the knees. Fires back down to third base by Tallman. No. Wood got back to the bag. Tallman's throw was a little shy anyway. Wood hadn't taken that big of a lead. Polly came way off of the bag at second base, but with Wood occupying third, there's no room for her to go. This one's a foul ball up the first base line. And Marchese is behind in the count. Maybe it's 1-1. I'm not sure. Okay. DJ Lefty says it's 1-1, and I'm going to go with her. Since Dave Peterson behind the plate doesn't seem to want to give us the indication between every pitch. Here, this was chopped into, a bunt, and digging in for it. Once she squared the bunt, Markley came in. It was popped straight up. Markley hauls it in, fires over to third to get Wood on the double play. Marchese goes out with a pop-up to three, and then the double play gets Wood, who was breaking in on the suicide squeeze, for the third out. Holy cow, the Penguins, what a gift for the DUs. There was nobody out, two runners on, and the Oaks couldn't get them in. We're going now to the bottom of the fourth inning. Scores 4-2. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide 24 hours a day, radio.dominican.edu. And we're now in the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's going to be Kennedy Hale and Mills. Castro, the flex player, is not batting. First pitch to Kristen Kennedy, the designated player, is ripped for a foul, though. Just a strike. Kennedy had a good twist on that one. Last time up, Kennedy hit a long fly ball to center field. And the wind's blowing in from left now, and it's blowing hard. She'd be well advised to try and slice one out to right field. She watches this one go by for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. We are in the bottom of the fourth. The Penguins still up by a score of 4-2. The Penguins scored four in the bottom of the first inning. And this one's very high for a ball. Now it's 1-2. And I think Marchese was trying to see if she could get Kennedy to go fishing for that one. It was very high. This one's off speed right down the middle. Oh. Boy, that looked good, but it was called a ball. Man, oh, man. Kennedy was twisted up on the off-speeder there. Now there's dust blowing off of the infield area. Uh-oh. This one's fouled back. DJ Lefty has to jump up and... Yeah. Hey, good job. Lefty saved the day as the wind even blew our sunscreen down. 2-2. Nope, that was a strike back to the fence for Kristen Kennedy. Here's Marchese's next pitch. Off speeder, up the middle, between first and second, out to, and she's safe at first as Pauly came in from right field, scooped it up. Kristen Kennedy with a single. Batting next is number 24, Brittany Hale. Brittany Hale, but that's okay. So Kennedy with a single. Out to right field. I said it was up the middle, initially reported, but it was actually between the first baseman and the second baseman out there to right field. And as I paint these word pictures, I try to be as accurate as possible, but I got a little bit excited there. This one is a running slap attempt by Hale, and she offers at it, and the count is now 1-1 as she reached for that one. We're in the bottom of the fourth, fans. Yes, I know. I know what you did. You were fixing the screen or something. Now Hale with an off-balance whack at it. Oh, and she is so lucky, as it's only about 3 or 4 feet out of play. But Patekin couldn't find it. Pichetti ran over from shortstop, and Pichetti couldn't get a hand on it. And the wind was blowing it all over the place. And Hale has new life. One ball and two strikes now. Nobody out. Runner at first. Oh, and she ran up in the box as if to slap at that one, but it was very high. 2-2. That's the one thing about these running slap hitters is when they do swing at it, they're generally off balance. And she was there again and doesn't get much on it and can't even get it out of the infield. All she hit it about as hard as she could hit it, but it was floating, and Vegas pulls it in. Here is number five, Ashley Mills. Did you say number? No. Okay. So Brittany Hale is the first out, and the Penguins can't get anybody to advance or anything, so totally unproductive out there by Brittany Hale. What'd you say? All right. DJ Lefty's punch drunk after a game and a half so far. And Ashley Mills is the batter, number five. And she takes for a ball. It's 2-0. Here's the next pitch. She rips it between first and second. Diving forward is Vegas. Can't get it. Runners at first and second. And so Kennedy now to second. Ashley Mills to first with a single. Here's number two, Amber Lara. And Kate Manning will be up after Lara. And barring a double play, Manning will get a chance to bat. Manning has a single and a run scored so far. This one's very high now to Amber Lara for ball one. And we're in the bottom of the fourth, fans. 4-2 Penguins, and the Penguins are threatening now with one out and two on. Amber Lara the batter. This one's popped up. Almost got us. Boy, they're just falling all over us, Lefty, but nothing's hit us yet. And you'll know, because it really rings in here when it does. We're up in this beautiful broadcasting, but this luxury box. Any way you put it. Any way you look at it, it's a luxury box. It's luxurious. That's why they call it that. Lara's back in there now. Two balls and one strike. Check it. And Marchese now circles around. She wipes the brow, looks at Clow, fires it in there. Oh, into left field, and this could be trouble. Oh, no, it was picked up nicely by Wood out there and left. It had a bunch of hook on it. Amber Lara with a single advances Kristen Kennedy to third, Ashley Mills to second, Lara to first, and here's Kate Manning with the bases loaded, which is exactly what Manning had in the first inning when she hit the RBI single, the inning where Manning scored along with three other DUs, and the Penguins did all their damage. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the cleanup batter, Manning, up the middle, a base hit. One's in, Manning's to first. Now the Penguins are going to score another one. Two come in. Kristen Kennedy scores. Ashley Mills scores. Amber Lara goes to second. And Kate Manning on the first pitch with a single up the middle. Two RBIs, Manning. And the Penguins lead 6-2. And here's Jessica Tallman. Tallman 0-2 on the day with a runner at second. And a runner at first for Tallman. She takes the first one high for a ball. Bottom of the fourth, the Penguins just put up two more. This was ripped down the third base line and has Coach Herman dancing out of the way. I think that was a pas de deux. That was a pas de deux. That was a ballet move by the coach down there in the third base box to keep from having his feet ripped out from under him by a hard ground ball out of play.
How do you know ballet, Stuart?
Well, all football players know about ballet. Here's an off-speed delivery, very high and away. Not that I ever played football, DJ Lefty. 2-1, at least according to Lefty. Yeah, that's right, 2-1. Shannon Markley is on deck, fans. And here's the next one, very low. Fires down to first base, almost in time, but safe. But that allows Amber Lara to steal the third as Clow came up, fired it down to first base. Almost got Manning, who was leaning off the bag, but Manning got back safe, head first dive, but more importantly got Lara down to third on the steal. And Tallman turns on another one, and now it's 2-2. And Tallman has a chance for an RBI with a single here. The runner's at the corners. What are you mumbling over there, Lefty? Flip your mic on if you want to mumble. asking me about ballet. What do you know about ballet? 6-2 is the score.
This one's off-speed delivery. It's deep in the center. Tomlin, oh, and it's dropped by Thompson.
I know
Tomlin ripped it out to center field, and that allowed Amber Law to score. And that allowed Kate Manning to second. Jessica Tomlin reaches first on an error by the center fielder. That goes E8. And here's Shannon Markley. And the Penguins just posted another one. And the Oaks are going to have a conference out at the pitcher's mound. It's 7-2, and I believe the Oaks are going to sub a new pitcher in. But, Lefty, what were you saying there while I was screaming and shouting about that exciting play?
I know nothing about ballet, but some of my friends do it, so...
So ask them about a pas de deux.
Okay.
And you'll notice that when they describe it to you, it's exactly what Coach Herman did in jumping out of that hard line drive that was hit down there by Jessica Tallman.
All right. I will remember.
Okay.
Shannon Markley has come to the plate for the Penguins. Markley had two RBIs in the first inning and flew out to center field in the third. We're in the bottom of the fourth. The Penguins have posted three more runs. It's 7-2. And Marchese's going to stay in. And this one is called a strike. As Markley let it go past runners at first and second. That's Tallman at first, Manning at second. This one's way out into left field, but the wind's got it. As hard as Wood was running for it, as hard as she may try, she could not catch up to that one. Now the assistant coach for the Oaks is standing with her back to the field, and across which is one dust cloud after another. So I would stand with my back to the field, too. But we have windows up here, if you want to call it that. Opaque as they may be. This one's back up the middle. Marchese's got it. She fires over to third for the force. Back over to first base to Fruitt. Good stretch, but only one down. Markley hits into a fielder's choice, and now is Leslie Fay will bat for the Penguins, number 15. Yeah. Okay. Well, you had time. That's okay. So Leslie Fay is standing in there. DJ Lefty getting her rhythm down on the PA. It's okay. We're going to have three games on the air this season, fans. This is just the first. Check the website for the dates of the other two games. First pitch, Lefty, that was a ball. And that one's in there for a strike now against Leslie Fay.
Fay is the eighth batter of the inning so far. Yes, Lefty?
And what's our radio website, Stuart?
Radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you. Here's the next pitch. Oh, man, Fay reached for it. Gets it out to right field, but it's out there in the nursery. And that's a nursery full of plants, not full of young children.
Hopefully we wouldn't put a bunch of babies by a
Well, in fact, if you look
field.
Over the field here in left field, right over the wall is a children's playground, which has fallen under controversy because the men's softball league, they hit the balls over the fence there. That's why they had to erect that gigantic fence there. It's actually sort of a silly setup.
Poor little kids.
Yeah, there's two nurseries, one down the right field, one left. This one's up the first baseline. It's just foul. Oh, boy, that was close. Fay swinging at everything aggressively. Fay had a single in the first.
When the Penguins sent eight to the plate, Fay is now 1, 2, 3, 4, the eighth batter in this inning. And this one's very high for a ball. Off speed, 2-2. Two down. Penguins have posted three here in the bottom of the fourth. 7-2 DU. Marchese's still on the mound. And this one's up the middle, and that's a base hit. And it's rolled into center field, and now turning the corner is Tallman, and she will score. Tallman all the way from second base. Well, good work there by Tallman. And now to the plate is Jenna Joyner. And I was too late for you there, Lefty. Sorry. Well, that was a big, hard single to center there by Leslie Fay. I gotta make sure I have the score right here. What happened to Manning? I'm looking at my score sheet here, and I don't know what happened to Manning. I'm embarrassed to say it, kind of. Jenna Joyner now takes a strike. She stands in there. Joyner reached first in the first inning on a fielder's choice, then grounded out to Patekin in the third. This one is called a ball, 2-1. Two and two? All right. Here's the next pitch. This one's into, this is into right center. Got a lot on it. Digging for it is Pauly. And she hauls it in. And Joyner goes down on a fly ball to nine. After four complete, Penguins 8, Oaks 2. DU Radio on the air with Penguin Softball from Alberts Park on the 6th of April, 08. Horn, Lefty, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon. Oh, man, don't tell me I get the hiccups now. Here's the first pitch from Faye to Amber Fruitt, and it's low and away for a ball. We're in the top of the fifth inning, fans. 8-2, Penguins on top, comfortably. Although you're never comfortable against the Oaks in any sport. I don't care how big the lead. That's a nice strike thrown in there by Leslie Fay, her first year with the Penguins. Number 15 is Fay, pitching beautifully here. After she gave up two in the first inning, really settled down. And we're now in the top of the fifth. And she's ahead in the count, 1-2 against Amber Fruitt. Last time up, Fruitt hit a ground ball over to Lara, was thrown out. And that's strike three there. Fruitt goes down with a strikeout. Coming to the plate now is Megan Clow, number 12. It's very delicately DJ Lefty doing the overhead announcing. I like that. You give an air of elegance to this game out here in this wind-blown area of Alberts Park. Fastball right down the middle gets Clow looking. Megan Clow is 2-for-2. And Leslie Fay, I'd sure like to see her go down. She's 2-for-2 with a run scored and takes this one outside. Tallman with a good bit of catching there. Grabbed that one on the outside corner. Held on to it. 1-1. One down, fans. Top five. Here's the next pitch by Fay. Up the middle. 3-for-3 is Clow. And Clow just smoked that thing up the middle right past Fay. So Alicia Vegas is coming up, and Vegas is 1-for-2 with a sacrifice and a run scored. And she has a runner at first. That's Megan Clow, who just whacked one out into center field for a single. When Vegas got her hit, that was in the first inning. That was right up the middle. And now a fake throw from Tallman down to Markley. Tallman didn't release the ball down to first. And that was ball one to Alicia Vegas. Top of the fifth, the Penguins are leading by 6 runs, 8-2. Megan Pichetti on deck. This one's right down the middle, inside. Called a ball. 2 balls, no strikes on Alicia Vegas. Vegas, the second baseman for the Oaks. Vegas with 2 batting gloves on. This one's whacked, in between third and short, just right up into the hole, and here comes Megan Pichetti with 2 runners on and 1 out. Nope, number 21. DJ Lefty getting some, you got a few laughs out of that too. That's pretty good. Why's your face red? I mean, if you're going to go with it. DJ Lefty getting some stand-up practice as the first one's way outside. Fire down to first base by Tallman, but too late to get Vegas leaning. That was a ball. Pichetti's up now with, let's see, she's 0-for-2. Both times grounded out to Lara at second base. This one's fouled. Let's see, it's way up in the air. It's going to be close to us. Oh, boy, it was right next to us. Didn't hit us. 1-1. Thought we were going to hear the big clang. See if you can get it to go up. Megan Clow is a runner at second. Thank you, Lefty. And Alicia Vegas, the runner at first. One down. Pacetti, the batter, 1-1. Off-speed delivery right across the knees. Low. 2-1. Suzanne Thompson on deck. And here's the next pitch to Pacetti. Too low. 3-1. And the only thing Faye doesn't want to do now is anything crazy. Faye does not need to walk Pacetti at this point with the cleanup batter on deck. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, and that's a strike, and the count is full. And that's what Faye needed. Faye now back out on the mound. She looks down at Tallman. Tallman with the sign. Tallman with the right hand back. This one's up the middle. Oh, man, Faye had a hand on it. But instead it goes to Manning, who underhands it to second. Lara covering the out on the force out is made at second base. And then the attempt to double him up, the throw by Lara is way offline. It goes over Markley's head. And it allows Cloud to score. Let's see. Alicia Vegas was caught at second for the second out. See if I have that right. No, Pacetti's at second. Klaus scored. Alicia Vegas was caught at second. Pacetti, let's see, is credited with the fielder's choice and makes it to second on the error. And Suzanne Thompson now is at the plate, and she is even in the count, 1-1. That's right. We're up to speed. Two down. One run is in. It's now 8-3 in the top of the fifth. If Thompson should score, Kelsey Wood will be the next batter. Uh-oh, this one comes off of Tallman's legs. Uh-oh, Tallman's got trouble. Tallman came up, couldn't find the ball. She was looking around. Pacetti scores all the way around from second on the wild pitch. I don't think they're going to call that a pass ball. I think that's a wild pitch, although Tallman would tell you that she should have gotten in the way of that. And Thompson is still at bat. Yeah, we got to see what the count is. Hey, what's the count? Come on. All right, 2-1? I don't know. Okay, no, it must have been worse than that because now Suzanne Thompson reaches base on a walk. Two runs are in. Two out. Here's Kelsey Wood, number 9. So Kelsey Wood, let's see, Wood hit into a double play last time. She was part of a double play, that is. And she chops this one into center. Digging for it is Hale. Hale's under it and hauls it in the wind. And Wood goes down on a long fly ball out to 8. In the inning, the Oaks score 2. After 4.5, it's 8-4 Penguins on radio.dominican.edu. All right, bottom 5. Penguins are up. And it looks like it's going to be Kristen Kennedy to lead things off for the Penguins. Kennedy's 1-for-2 with a single and a big long fly out to center field. She takes the first pitch for a ball. We are in the bottom of the fifth. She has a run scored as well. And the Penguins do lead this one by a score of 8-4 as the Oaks picked up 2 in the last half inning. This one's in the dirt for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Kristen Kennedy, the designated player. And this one's low and inside, 3-0. As Clow wants to go out and talk to Marchese and talk about things, make sure in case the signs got twisted up, Clow now back behind the plate. After the first 3 pitches of the bottom of the fifth were all outside of the strike zone by a long way. Brittany Hale on deck. This one's also a ball. So, Kristen Kennedy heads to first, a walk. Here's Brittany Hale. Hale is 1-for-3 on the day. She had a single to lead off this game two and then eventually scored a grounder to second in the second inning and a pop-up to second in the fourth inning. Hale runs up in the box, takes strike one. Hale, the only left-handed batter, I think. No, that's not right. Mills is also, if I'm not mistaken. Hale's in there the lefty, regardless. Oh, Hale now ducks out of the way, and the helmet comes off. That one came close to her noggin. Well, that's why we wear the helmets. DJ Lefty, I was thinking about bringing a helmet for you today, but I figured up here we don't need them. Now Hale runs up in the box and chops it foul. So the good part about the way Hale swings is by being on the right side of the batter's box, that is, she's a left-handed batter, she's already closer to first base than a right-handed batter. And as she runs up in the box, she's also already on her way toward the bag. She gets kind of a head start as she takes this one. Now it's 1-2. The downside of it, though, is she loses all of her power by not being solid. And this one's right up the middle. Boy, that was a running slap textbook. Right up the middle, past Marchese, and a single for Hale. And she goes to the first, and that advances Kennedy over to second. So Kennedy now on second, Hale at first, nobody out, Ashley Mills the batter. Mills also a left-handed batter. Oh, she bunts it right in front of home plate perfectly. Scooped up by Cloud, fires over to first. Sacrifice is committed perfectly by Ashley Mills. And that was a great play by Cloud just to dig that one out and get an out of it. So the sacrifice goes 2-3, one out in this inning. However, the Penguins have runners in scoring position. No count. And it's Amber Lara, the batter. No, check it. Amber Lara was, yeah, that's right. Amber Lara is the batter. It's getting windy out here, Lefty. One ball. Lara takes this one high and away. Ball two. You got Kristen Kennedy, the runner at third. Brittany Hale, the runner at second. After the successful sacrifice by Ashley Mills. And this one's hammered into right center. The wind's got it. It's going to be tricky. Oh, it comes out of the glove of Pauly. Scoring for the Penguins is Kristen Kennedy. And now it's 9-4. Boy, that's two errors out there. And that's an error on the right fielder. That's Pauly out there. E9. And that allows Amber Lara to go to second. Brittany Hale goes to third after Kristen Kennedy scores. 9-4, bottom five, Penguins on top. And here is Kate Manning. Manning hits a hard chopper to short. Underhanded over to second base for the force out as Brittany Hale scores. And then the overthrow on the attempted double play. And that entitles Kate Manning to get over to second. Manning reaches on a fielder's choice. Brittany Hale scores. Manning reaches second on the error as Amber Lara is gunned down at second on the double play. Two away. Yeah, you've got it right. Of course you do. Jessica Tallman, the batter. Tallman reached last time and scored on an error on the center fielder. Otherwise, she's 0-2, but check it now. She's got her first base hit of the afternoon, at least in game two for Tallman. A nice sharp line drive into left field. She advances Manning to third, and she goes to first. Here's Shannon Markley, number 7. Two, four, six, eight, ten. And the first one is high for a ball to Markley. Leslie Fay on deck. Penguins do have two outs, though. It's a long, high fly ball. Oh, man, it was popped straight in the air, and Clow's able to come down with it. Shannon Markley goes down. Pop up to two. But the Penguins score. 1, 2. I got to check it here. 1, 2 more. And that makes it a total of 10. 10-4, good buddy. As we've now reached the top of the sixth inning. So, after five complete, 10-4, DU. All right, fans. We are back in the top of the sixth inning. Jamie Pauly to bat. Pauly's 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. And she takes the first pitch for a ball. Leslie Faye still out there on the mound for the Penguins. Penguins are comfortably in control by 6-10-4. See if they can hang on to this one and get a split out of today's action. They lost the first game, 2-0. Pauly stands in, takes high, 2-0. Last time Pauly got her hit, when she was behind in the count, 0-2. And this one's a strike. 2-1 now to Pauly, who wears the ponytail straight down the back. And this one's chopped off the plate and her ankle. And the count is 2-2 to Pauly. Koo Patikin on deck. She'll be followed by Pam Marchese. You're listening to DU Softball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Here's the next pitch by Leslie Fay, high and away. Full count. And Fay just wants to eat up a few outs here. This one's right down the middle, and out ahead of it a little bit, in front of it was Pauly. And it's foul down the left-hand side, down the third base line. Now a couple of practice swings for number 13, Pauly. And she stands back in there, digs in. And here's the next pitch. And swung that down. And I think she did Faye a favor. That was low. Pauly chopped at it, brought it right down the third base line again. So she's out ahead of every pitch. Looks like Pauly could get some power. She gets a lot of bat speed. And if she could straighten it out, I think Pauly could knock one out of here. Knock it quite away. There is no fence here at Albert Park. But if you hit it onto the infield or the opposing field, that thing runs forever. And this one's low, and Pauly buckles out of the way and takes the base on balls. Here's Koo Patikin, number 16. So Patikin comes up with a sacrifice and a base on balls for Patikin. She'll be followed by Marchese. Patikin comes up with a runner at first. That's Pauly. Low and away, ball one. This is no time for Faye to lose control. Faye needs to throw strikes. Clean this thing up. It's 10-4 DU. We are on the top of the sixth. Penguins still have six big outs to get, though. That was right down the middle for a nice strike by Leslie Faye. Faye's got the sleeves rolled all the way up now, as if she were wearing a tank top. It's like Lefty's wearing today. Here's the next one by Faye. And, oh, got the outside, got the good call there. And that was a strike to Patikin. One ball and two strikes now. Nobody out. Top six. Here's the pitch by Faye. This one's up the first base line. Castro's got it on two bounces. Castro fires it to first, not in time. Muffed by Markley. But that was still going to be ruled a hit for Patikin. Patikin to first. Jamie Pauly to second. Here's Pam Marchese. Wait, yes. Pam Marchese, the batter. Marchese comes up 0 for 2 with a sacrifice and a pop-up to Markley in the fourth. But she comes up with nobody out and two on. And that's a strike. And this is no time for the Penguins to do anything silly. Of course, I said that last batter. And they ended up giving up the hit. It was struck out there to right field, that last hit by Pattikin, just not enough on it to get to Castro in time, and that swung through for a strike by Marchese, 0-2. Now let's see if Leslie Fay can get Marchese to K right here, and that would settle things down. Here's the next pitch. Oh, this one nails Marchese right in the left knee, and she goes to first on a hit batsman. And now it's going to be Amber Fruitt. So Pam Marchese reaches first, a hit batter. Pauly advances to third. Pattikin to second. Bases loaded, nobody out. Amber Fruitt, who's 0 for 2 in this game, 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And Fruitt has the bases loaded in the top of the sixth. And the Penguins lead by 6. And if the Oaks do anything nutty, the Penguins might need all 6 of those. Let's see how Faye reacts to the pressure. She had Marchese behind in the count, 0-2, and then nailed her. And that gave her the base for free. Here's the first pitch. This one's up the middle. Second baseman's got it. Lara fires over to first, double play. And that's just what the Penguins needed. As Lara picked it up, stepped on the bag, threw it over to first for the double play, and now Megan Clow will come to the plate. Clow is 3 for 3. And so, boy, did that come at a good time as Fruitt hits into the double play. As Jamie Pauly scores, it's now 10-5. And the first pitch is high for a ball. So Fruitt hits into a double play. It allowed Pattikin to get over to third base. Marchese was cut down between first and second, and Fruitt was thrown out by 4-2-3. There we go. Two outs now. This one's fouled back and out of play to Megan Clow. It's now 2-1. Yeah, if that's exactly what the Penguins needed. They'd be happy to trade a double play for one run. With the bases loaded and nobody out, and Clow, who was on deck, is 3 for 3 today with 2 runs scored. Clow takes this one inside, 3-1. You know, Clow is red hot, and had that play not happened just the way it did, Clow would be up there with runners in scoring position and no more than one out. Oh, and she started to run toward first thinking it was a walk. She was trying to deke the umpire behind home plate, and he called it a strike. That was a nice strike. That was a great pitch by Faye. Alicia Vegas on deck if Clow reaches. Here it is. Back out of play. Another foul ball by Clow. Full count. 2 down. Top 6, 10-5, Penguins. Leslie Fay on the mound for the mighty Dominicans, and she looks around, looks at the infield, looks to Tallman, winds, and here it is. Oh, and now that was a little bit high, and another walk. Here's Alicia Vegas, number 20. So Vegas comes up. Vegas with a hit in the first, a sacrifice in the third. She had a hit in the fifth and was cut down on her way to second. So she's 2 for 3 with runners at the corners and 2 down. Outside. Megan Pichetti on deck. If Vegas should reach, there's 2 down, fans. Top of the sixth inning, getting late, and the DUs need to get this batter. Vegas now rips it out into left field. It's right down the line. Oh, and what a great play by Mills! Mills with another defensive play. Unbelievable. Running away from her. It was out of play. And Mills with another shoestring catch. Oh, man, what a great play there by Mills to rob Vegas. So after 5.5, it's 10-5 Dominican. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. All right, leading off the bottom of the six is number 15, Leslie Fay. Faye is 3 for 3. And pitching a great one. 10-5. Well, Faye got some great defensive help in that last inning. Oh, what a play by Mills. Mills made a catch in the first game that was outstanding, as was the one that ended the top of the sixth. And a big threat by the Oaks. Faye now rips one. Backing up on as a second baseman, Vegas, and she hauls it in as Pauly was coming in on it. Vegas just kept drifting out, and pulls it down. Now it's Jenna Joyner, number one. So Joyner comes up with a fielder's choice in the first, a ground out in the third, and a fly out in the fourth. She is due. She'll be followed by Kristen Kennedy. First pitch swinging into the hole between third and short, and that's a clean single for Jenna Joyner. Coming up next is Kristen Kennedy, who's 2 for, let's see, Kennedy was 1 for 2 with 2 runs scored. Her name is Kristen Kennedy, but wait a minute, it looks like there might be a switch going on over there, as the coach is going to have one of the players come in place and run for Joyner. We'll have that name in a minute, but Joyner had a nice single there into left field, and the runner in her place, let's see if I can come up with this quickly, DJ Lefty, and that is, it says Ryan Paulus. I wonder if I have that right. I wonder if it's Rihanna. Uh-oh. Kennedy now fires one over the center field line. Oh, center field. She's out there. She's digging for three. It's thrown in. It's muffed slightly. And scoring all the way from first now. The Penguins put another one on the board. God, I'm just fumbling and stumbling here. Jennifer, let's see. I said Jenna Joyner, but in fact it was Paulus that scored from first all the way around after Kennedy hammers a triple. That's a stand-up triple, fans, in over the center fielder's head. I said center field line. I don't know what I was thinking. If there was a fence out there, though, that thing would have been gone, as Brittany Hale has made her way back in there. Hale is 2 for 4 with 2 runs scored with 1 out, and Kennedy at third after the bomb triple. This one's one hard chop to first, picked up by Fruitt. Fruitt turns, throws home. Clow gets it and tags Kristen Kennedy, who gets picked up on the double play. That's the third out there. Kennedy. Brittany Hale went out 1-3. And then the first baseman, that's Fruitt, turned around, threw it back home. Clow applied the tag. Out number 3. Penguins did come up with one more after 6 complete. 11-5, Penguins. All right. This is it, fans. If the Oaks don't score 6 runs here at least, this will be the final half inning of the game. Megan Pichetti will lead things off. And Pichetti takes the first pitch for a strike. We are on the top of the 7th. And it's 11-5, DU. Faye still stands in there. This one's up the middle. But backing up on it is Hale, and she gets it on a line drive. So, man, oh, man, did Pichetti hit that thing hard. But Hale hauls it in. Coming up next, number 11, Suzanne Thompson. So Pichetti starts things out with a rip to center field, but Hale hauls it in. Suzanne Thompson comes up. Thompson reached base on a single. Then she hit a pop-up to Markley in the third. Reached base in the fifth and a base on balls. And appears now at the plate in the 7th with 1 ball on her. And this one's fouled off 1-1. One down, fans. Penguins got to finish this thing. 2 more outs to go. The Penguins will earn a split with the Oaks from Menlo College. Suzanne Thompson is the batter. She bats right, stands in, takes outside. 2-1. Kelsey Wood on deck. Here's the next pitch by Fay in the dirt, 3-1. Nobody on. Pichetti hit it very, very hard, but right to Hale out there in center field. Right across the letter, strike two, full count to Suzanne Thompson, number 11, the center fielder for the Oaks. Menlo College down there in Atherton, a beautiful campus. Here's the next pitch. This one's out into center field. Hale circles around under it, fights the wind. Hale hauls it in. Two down. And that brings Kelsey Wood up. The Penguins are one out away from winning game two. Well, those are two long fly balls by Pichetti and Thompson. Of course, Pichetti and Thompson are the 3-4 hitters. Wood comes in, the fifth hitter. So you might expect this one to be hit hard. Here's the next pitch. Inside. Ball one. Wood is, 2 for 3 with two singles and a fly out to center. That one's called a strike. She watched it go by 1-1. 11-5, the Penguins lead. We are in the top of the seventh. The Penguins could be. They, in fact, are one out away from winning this one. This one's outside. I was going to say one pitch away. And I suppose that could be the case if Wood were to ground out or fly out. Here's the next pitch. 2-1 offering from Fay. Up the middle. Penguins have it. Manning over to Markley. Markley on the tiptoes. Stretches out. Grabs it. Final score. 11-5. Penguins win. All right, the DUs earn a split today. That takes the Oaks to 14-15 on the season. The Penguins go to 9-19 under head coach Bob Herman. And pretty good showing today. Our next broadcast coming up, fans, you want to check the website for that. Until then, I want to say thank you to DJ Lefty, our producer today, our overhead announcer. DJ Lefty also threw in a few words from the Peanut Gallery along the way. Probably hear more from her on our next broadcast. This is the first of our three broadcasts this season of DU Softball. Stuart Horn signing off on DU Radio. Thanks for listening. Penguins with a split with the Oaks. See you next time, fans.